AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are wrestling over the issue of national security in the presidential battleground states. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Trump and Clinton are back on the campaign trail a day after both talked to reporters on board their private planes. Clinton, who had a coughing fit at a Labor Day festival in Cleveland, said on her new campaign plane that she doesn't listen to theories about her health.
I'm not concerned about the conspiracy theories. There are so many of them, I've lost track of them.
Trump, on his ride, said he's looking forward to all three presidential debates.
It's an important element of what we're doing. I think you have an obligation to do the debates.
He joked that only a hurricane or natural disaster would prevent him from attending. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Meanwhile, the Republican chairman of the House committee investigating Hillary Clinton's email practices is asking a federal prosecutor to decide whether she did anything to help delete thousands of her emails. President Obama is in Laos for a meeting of world leaders, and he promises the U.S. is in the region to stay. America has a moral obligation, he says, given the bombs the U.S. dropped during what the president called the secret war on Laos during the Vietnam conflict.
War inflicts a terrible toll, especially on innocent men, women, children. Today I stand with you in acknowledging the suffering and sacrifices on all sides of that conflict.
The U.S. is giving Laos millions of dollars to clean up the bombs that were dropped decades ago but did not explode and have since, in some cases, exploded, killing people, says the president. We're hearing that former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson has settled her sexual harassment lawsuit against ex-CEO Roger Ailes for $20 million. Fox parent company 21st Century is apologizing in a written statement saying Carlson was not treated with the respect she deserves. This is AP Radio News. The Washington Monument still closed for repairs to its elevator, but another tourist attraction is attracting tourists again.
Visitors to the Capitol can once again marvel at the majesty of the rotunda and admire the apotheosis of Washington and paintings that depict key moments in U.S. history.
This is wonderful.
It's amazing.
We spent the last year restoring this grand rotunda.
As architect of the Capitol, Stephen Ayers welcomed the first tourists inside. Work continues on the outside of the Capitol Dome. It is set to be completed with time to spare ahead of the inauguration in January. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Brock Turner, the former Stanford University swimmer whose six-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman sparked a national outcry, has registered as a sex offender in Ohio, where he is living with his parents. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.